哈利路亚，各位在座的弟兄姐妹，还有在线上一起敬拜的同龄，大家平安。
Peace be to all the fellow brothers and sisters in this chapel, as well as those online members who are listening.
我们今天早上的题目是“我怎能舍弃你
”？The topic for our sermon this morning is "How can I give you up?"
舍弃就是把一样东西丢掉了。
When we give up something, it is likened to us throwing something away.
我们家里有很多旧的东西。
When we have stuff that are already old,
用了很久，很旧了，不好看了，但是因为用了很久了，有感情，有时候不舍得丢掉。
When something in our house that are old, useless, and ugly, we want to throw them away, but because we still have this sentimental value, we hesitate to throw them.
有一些时候我们丢了，又去垃圾桶把它捡回来。
Sometimes when we throw this thing, this particular thing, then we change our mind, we will go to the garbage and pick it up again.
人是有感情的动物。
Because we know that we are all sentimental creatures.
要丢弃一个物件都不容易。
Because it is very difficult for us to throw something that we had for a long time.
那有时候要放弃的、要丢弃的，如果是一个人，那就更不简单了。
And it is more difficult when we throw or give up and walk away from a human being.
最近我们在读何西亚书的这个道理。
We recently read the book of Hosea.
何西亚书是一个令人伤心的爱情故事。
This book of Hosea is a very tragic love story.
记载神很爱百姓。
And it tells about the love of God to his people.
但是百姓一直的背叛神。
But yet we see that his people kept on rebelling and disobeying God.
很伤心啊。
And this made God really sad.
本来神想要放弃他们来不要他们的。
God was about to totally give up on his people.
那我们来看何西亚书十一章第八节。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea, chapter 11, verse 8.
何西亚十一章的第八节。
Hosea chapter 11, verse 8.
十一章的第八节。十一章的第八节，以法莲啊，我怎能舍弃你？以色列啊，我怎能弃绝你？我怎能使你如亚玛？怎能使你如洗扁？我回心转意，我的怜爱大大的发动。
Verse 8, how can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I set you like Zeboim? My heart churns within me. My sympathy is stirred.
今天我们就以何西亚书十一章的第八节作为一个主题。
Today, this morning, the focus on our sermon will be on Hosea chapter 11, verse 8.
就是神在这里说了。
Here, the word of God said,
我怎舍得把你丢掉呢？
How can I give you up?
为什么神会这样讲？
Why did God said these words?
下一页，我们其实想想爱情啊，人与人之间的感情有时候很矛盾。
Sometimes when we know or read about love stories, there is a lot of ironies.
有时候啊，爱情会带你很大的快乐。
Sometimes love can bring you many joy and happiness.
但是有时候爱情又给你带来很大的痛苦。
But yet love also brings with it a lot of pain.
竟然快乐跟痛苦会在同一样东西里面发生。
And sometimes pain and joy will exist side by side.
为什么会快乐呢？
Why is it that love will sometimes bring us joy?
当你爱的人，他也很爱你，那你当然就快乐。
It is when your love is being reciprocated.
为什么会痛苦呢？
Why is it your love can be painful?
当曾经爱你的人不再爱你，你就很痛苦了。
It is when the person who loves you before no longer loves you.
人间的爱情啊，都是有条件的。
We know that the world, the love in the world, they are conditional.
譬如说，为什么两个人会结婚？
For example, why do two people get married?
因为对方都符合你的条件。
It is because both parties fulfill each other's conditions and expectations.
男的觉得女的长得好看。
The man considered his wife, his bride, as pretty.
女的觉得男的经济很稳定，跟着他生活没有什么问题。
The woman feels that this man can provide a stable income and her life will be fine.
温柔体贴，对我还不错。
And the woman feels that the man is an understanding person.
大家都有自己要的条件，当然就结婚了。
And we all bring our own condition and expectation to this marriage.
但是人的爱都是看条件。
But yet we know that man's love always have conditions attached to it.
这些条件如果没有了，可能两个人的婚姻就出问题，或者是就走不下去。
But sadly, if one day the conditions and expectations were not met, then this marriage will dissolve.
有时候爱情如果没有了，一个人就会把对方丢弃了。
When one party doesn't love another party, then he or she will walk away.
或者是如果对方背叛你了，你也不要他了。
And sometimes when another party is unfaithful to you, then you will also walk away from this marriage.
这是人的爱情，很有限。
And this is man's limited love.
那神的爱呢?
God's love, however, is totally different.
神的心情很复杂。
Because God's emotions are very complex.
这里所说的以法莲呢，也代表以色列国，也是以色列人。
Ephraim refers here to the people of Israel. God loved his people. But yet, the people of Israel did not return God's love. Therefore, God wanted to give his people up. But yet, he was hesitating.
好，我们来想想，看看到底人对神做了什么，让神的心会那么难过，那么挣扎。
What did man do to God that made God's heart so painful and struggle?
好，第一样事情。
The first.
人对神呢产生了背叛的行为。
Number one, man betrayed God.
就是百姓犯罪背叛了神。
Man had sinned against God and betrayed God.
好，我们看何西亚书的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea, chapter 1.
第一章的第二节。
Verse 2.
何西亚书 第一章第二节
Hosea chapter 1 verse 2
这里记载神当初跟何西亚说话的时候告诉他说你去娶一个淫妇为妻
Here God instructed Hosea to take for himself a wife of harlotry
什么叫淫妇呢?
What is a harlot?
就是对丈夫不忠诚的女人
A harlot is a person who was not faithful to her husband.
我们知道婚姻里面最重要的就是要忠诚。
We know that in a for marriage to be successful, one has to be faithful and dedicated.
但是神叫何西亚娶这个人呢，是一个不忠诚的人。
But yet God asked Hosea to marry a woman who was not faithful.
真的，在他结婚之后不久。
And true enough, a few months after the marriage,
他真的也继续他的不忠诚。
His wife continued her life of unfaithfulness.
我们知道一个女人呢，如果结婚之后对丈夫不忠诚，这个对丈夫打击非常的大。
We know that when a wife became unfaithful to her husband, this will cause a great blow to him.
同样的，如果妻子对丈夫对妻子不忠诚，那伤害也一样。
And the pain is the same when a husband become unfaithful to his wife.
我们传道人常常帮人家主持婚礼。
Preachers usually officiate the weddings that happen in the church.
婚礼的时候都有一些誓词啊，就是一些 vow， 就是我答应神，我在起誓，我答应对方，答应神一辈子照顾你，绝对不改变，啊，对你要忠诚。
And during these weddings, the preacher will make both parties to say a vow that they will remain faithful unto death.
也代表说，我不可以跟别人，除了你之外，不可以跟别人发生这个肉体的关系。
And this also means that this party, one party will not get involved physically with another person.
因为肉体的关系，性的关系是只可以在夫妻里面，是一种盟约，是一种答应。
Because a sexual relationship can only happen within between a husband and a wife.
如果你跟别人发生肉体的关系，就是对配偶不忠诚。
When you have a sexual relationship with an outsider, you are going against the marriage vow.
那其实神叫何西亚说跟这个淫妇结婚是要表明一个事情。
The reason why God instructed Hosea to marry a harlot, there is a meaning behind it.
神拣选的百姓,
when God chose the people of Israel,
答应他们,要照顾他,
He promised to take care of His people.
神只有要求一件事,
and God only wanted one thing from them.
不要求你长得漂亮,或者是很会赚钱,或者是要做什么伟大的事。
God doesn't really care whether you are beautiful or you are rich or you are a person of great accomplishments. God only requires one thing, and that is faithfulness from His people. You can only have a spiritual relationship with me. A spiritual relationship is in worship. We can only worship our one true God. In our heart, God is the King.
但是很可惜啊,
but unfortunately, the people of Israel betrayed and rebelled against God.
他们啊,
they worship idols. It is like betraying the God who loved them.
那今天我们来想一想,
and today, let us reflect.
我们有没有出卖或是背叛爱我们的神?
Today, have we betrayed and rebelled against this God who loves us so much?
我们来看新约的一个例子。
Let's study from the New Testament.
我们看路加福音22章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 22.
路加22章的48节
Luke chapter 22 verse
48 47节开始啊
I'm sorry, verse 47
路加22章47节
Luke chapter 22 verse 47
说话之间来了许多人那十二个门徒里面名叫犹大的走在前头就进耶稣要与他亲嘴
And while he was still speaking, behold, a multitude, and he who was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near to Jesus to kiss him.
48节,
Verse 48,
耶稣对他说, 犹大, 你用亲嘴的暗号要卖人子吗?
But Jesus said to him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?
我们知道当时的情境就是主耶稣
We know that this incident happened the night when Jesus was betrayed. At that time, the Jews were about to arrest Jesus.
但是白天他们不敢抓,
However, they dare not do it in the daytime. They arrested Jesus in the evening.
那晚上呢,又黑黑的,很难找,很难看得清楚到底谁是耶稣。每一个长得都黑黑的都一样啊,晚上都看不清楚啊。
Because in the night, they could not see clearly who is who.
当时也没有像现在这样子,有手机啊,有一张照片,那个通缉犯,去抓哪一个是耶稣。
Not like in the present, we have a cell phone to tell us what Jesus looked like.
所以那些祭司长啊,法利赛人啊,他就要有一个内应的人,就要去告诉他们怎么抓耶稣。
Therefore, the scribes and the Pharisees need a person to show them who Jesus was.
所以犹大就跟他们说好。Therefore,
Judas hatched a plan with these people.
你钱给我，我帮你抓耶稣。If
you were to pay me a sum of money, then I will tell you who Jesus was.
那天晚上我们会在哪里哪里。And
we will meet at a certain place.
那么你们的人来了，我告诉你，我去亲谁的脸，亲谁的嘴。
And when the soldiers arrive, I will show you who Jesus was by a kiss.
为什么犹大要出卖耶稣?
Why did Judas wanted to betray Jesus?
因为他贪钱。
Because he was a greedy person.
主耶稣给他看管钱囊。
Even though he was the treasurer assigned by Jesus.
他起了贪心。
But yet his heart started to be greedy.
你该指着从里面私自拿钱。
His greed caused him to steal money from the money bag.
后来呢,那些钱粮的钱呢,他觉得不够啊。But
yet, he felt that the money from the money bag was not sufficient.
所以他就出卖耶稣赚钱。Therefore,
he decided to earn more money by betraying, selling away Jesus.
答应给他30两银子。It
was promised that he would receive 30 pieces of silver.
那30两银子有多少?
How much does 30 silver of 30... piece of silver worth today?
一年的薪水。
It is 1 year's wages.
如果加拿大平均一年赚个普通工作，赚个四五万块， 这等于四五万块。
In Canada, the average income is about 40,000 to 50,000 a year. So that's
那你说, what's it's 五万块很多钱吗？
Do you think 50,000 is a lot of money?
也不少。
It's not a small sum.
但是说实在也不是很多。
But yet in reality, it is also not that much.
买一辆好一辆的车子啊。 也差不多了，也买不到太好的车。
But you can't really buy a luxurious car.
但是呢,
you can only buy an average car.
竟然愿意为了一点点钱把耶稣出卖了。
But yet we see it's so sad that Judas sold Jesus for a sum of money.
还有呢, 他用一个什么的暗号来卖耶稣？
And what sign did he use to sell Jesus?
用一个亲嘴的记号。
He used the sign of a kiss.
亲嘴本来是 男女之间最这个亲密的举动，或者是朋友之间一个举动。
We know that a kiss is a intimate action between two lovers or two good friends.
但是犹大竟然用亲密的举动来出卖了耶稣。
But yet Judas used this intimacy to sell Jesus.
其实不单止犹大出卖主啊，我们今天也很容易可以出卖主。
However, let us not blame Judas too much because we often betray Jesus.
犹大贪钱，我们不贪钱吗？
The greed in Judas, does it not exist also in all of us?
有时候为了一点点钱，我们可以失去我们的原则。
For the sake of extra money, sometimes we broke our values.
为了一点点钱啊，我们可以 放在工作上面，聚会也没有空来了。
And sometimes for the sake of working more and earning more income, we decide not to come for service.
有时候为了一点点钱做违背良心的事。
And sometimes for the sake of getting something, we broke our conscience.
不要说一年的工资那么多才出卖耶稣。
Sometimes it doesn't have to take like 1 year's salary to betray Jesus.
我看到读者文章一篇文章，很久之前有记者在街上做一种实验。
Once I read in the Reader's Digest one article about a person who decided to do a survey on the street.
在街上随便找人。
He randomly picked a person walking on the street.
跟他说，你签下去，你把你的灵魂卖给魔鬼，100块就给你。
If you agree to sell your soul to the devil, then I will hand you this $100.
你觉得会不会有很多人签名？
Do you think many people will sign up for this deal?
很多人签名。
But yet, sadly, there are so many people who decided to take the $100 bill.
我把我的灵魂卖给魔鬼，100块我就拿到了。
I don't mind selling my soul to the devil as long as I can have this $100 in my pocket.
他们可能觉得不一定有魔鬼啊。
Because they may not believe in the existence of the devil.
不一定会下地狱啊。
Maybe they don't believe that there is a hell.
但是很多人不知道的情况之下就卖了自己啊。
But yet, out of their ignorance, they sold their own soul and betrayed Jesus.
所以你看多伤心一件事情。
This is so sad.
好，第二个原因。
The second reason.
人啊。 常常不听从神的话。
Men sometimes disregard the divine words from God.
我们来看何西阿书的第八章。
Let's read the book of Hosea chapter 8.
何西阿书的第八章。
Hosea chapter
8. 第十二节。
Verse 12.
何西阿书八章的第十二节。
Hosea chapter 8 verse 12.
我为他写了律法万条，他却以为与他毫无关涉。I
have written for him the great things of my law, but they were considered a strange thing.
人对神做了什么？
What did man do for God?
除了比较极端的出卖神之外呢？
Maybe not to the extreme of betraying God.
人常常不听神的话。But
more commonly, maybe we men disobey God's words.
神给当时的百姓有一些律法。
God gave his people at that time his law and statutes.
就好像交通规则一样。
It's just like the traffic laws.
交通规则是为了保你平安的。
The traffic laws is for our own safety.
你听律法，你守诫命，你的生活就平安，你就得到福气。
Because if we obey God's commandments and God's laws, then we will have peace and blessings.
但是当时的百姓觉得说你给我那么多啰啰嗦嗦律法万条跟我有什么关系？
But yet the people at that time consider God's laws and commandments as an annoyance. And it has nothing to do with them.
这常常是人对神做的事。
And this is what we are toward God.
人对神呢，就是希望得恩典而已，希望得帮助。
Man only wants God to give them blessings and help.
你祝福我啊。
God, please bless me.
医治我啊。
Please heal me.
让我生意发达。
Please help that my business can be successful.
工作顺利。
That I have a very good career.
让我健健康康。
Please give me good health.
这个是人常跟神祷告要的东西。
And this is the gifts that we always ask from God.
他对神的话语呢没有什么兴趣。
But yet, sadly, the people were not interested in God's words.
你给我那么多律法了，跟我没有什么关系，就想说你要祝福我了。
God, you are so annoying. Why are you giving me so many of these commandments? All I want is your blessings.
对神的要求了，没有什么反应。
They don't really care God's feelings and response.
这个常常也是破坏人跟神关系一个很致命的一个伤害。
And this is the greatest weapon to destroy our relationship with God.
很多基督徒都是这样子。
And the majority of Christians are disobedient.
求恩典得福气。
We only want the good things, 对, the blessings.
对真理不查考，没有要专心的了解。
But yet, we don't want to study on a deeper level the words and the truth of God.
就好像两个人的关系。
It's just like the relationship between two people.
如果你的配偶只会问你要钱，也会让你要东西，他不喜欢听你讲话。
Do you think it's okay if your spouse kept on asking things from you, but yet he or she ignores you?
或是你跟他讲的东西他不听。
Or they will just disregard your words?
那两个人的关系怎么会好？
How can they have a good relationship?
再来人对神做了什么?
And the third thing, what did man do to God?
就是人对神很倔强。
Here it says that men, they are very stubborn.
我们看何西亚书的第七章。
Let's read Hosea chapter 7.
何西亚书第七章的第七节。
Hosea chapter 7 verse 7.
何西亚书七章的第七节。
Hosea chapter 7 verse 7.
众民也日与火炉烧灭他们的官长，他们的君王都扑倒而死，他们中间无一人求告我。They
are all hot like an oven and have devoured their judges. All their kings have fallen. None among them calls upon me.
这里说啊，神为了要让百姓回转悔改啊，已经有一些刑罚了。
God rained down punishments because of their sins.
但是呢，他们这官长啊，他们的君王啊，一个一个扑倒了，遇到一些不好的事情。
But yet, their judges and kings actually have all fallen.
他们都不悔改。They
refused to repent.
他们都不回转。They
refused to turn around.
我们知道啊，如果你有中文有句话，择善而固之啊，就是如果你选择善的事而固之，这个是好的。
There's a Chinese saying means that if you do something good and you insist on this good deeds, that's good.
如果你选择的是罪是恶啊，又很固执，那就很不好。
But yet, if you choose to sin and you choose to rebel, yet you are still so stubborn, then that's not good.
圣经还有用一种动物来形容以色列人。
The Bible used an animal to describe the Israelites.
我们看第八章了。 何西亚书第八章的第九节。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea chapter 8 verse 9.
何西亚书八章的第九节。
Hosea chapter 8 verse 9.
他们投奔亚述，如同独行的野驴。
For they have gone up to Assyria like a wild donkey alone by itself. Ephraim has hired lovers.
这里形容啊，倔强的人好像一条驴子一样。
Here, the Israelites, they are stubborn like a wild donkey.
不是养好的驴子，是那种野驴。
It's not your regular donkey, but the wild donkey.
我们知道动物有很多种，经过驯服的你才能骑，才能用。
We know that there are many different kinds of animals, and you need to tame them before one can be used.
野驴啊，虽然力气很大。
Even though the wild donkey, they are so powerful. But But because they were not tamed.
你不能骑它,
therefore you can't ride on them.
也不能用它来拉车,
and you can't use them to pull the carts.
野驴啊,
and you know that the wild donkeys, they have very bad temper.
哇,你叫它一下,你打它一下,它就踢你了,它就乱跑了。
And when you whip him one time, they will just run away.
人对神啊,常常都是很倔强。
And this is what we are like before God sometimes.
神常常要提醒我们啊,要管教我们,我们又不听。
And sometimes God will remind us, God will punish us, yet we still turn away from God.
有时候神一点点生气我们,结果我们 比神更生气，我们的生气神哦，不来教会了，哦，不读圣经，哦，不祷告了。When
God is angry at us a little bit, our anger toward Him is even greater, and we'll say, "I'm not going to pray anymore, God. I'm not going to come to church. I'm not going to read the Bible."
有时候想想，我们也是挺应景的，我们也是挺倔强的。Sometimes
we consider ourselves very stiff-necked.
我觉得现在生出来的孩子啊，小的一代哦，比老一代的更倔强一点。
And sadly, I realize that these new generations, they are very hard-hearted and more stiff-necked than the previous generation.
如果不好好从小教养，用神的话，不然的话，现在的孩子也是挺难教的。
Because if you don't teach or discipline these younger generation, then they will be out of control when they are older.
因为人的个性很强。
Because we know that a human personality, we are naturally stubborn.
那我们想想哦，我们是不是也是个倔强的人呢？
Do we consider ourselves as stubborn?
不要说神对神的态度，我们对身边的人有没有很倔强？
Not only are we stubborn toward God, sometimes we are also stubborn and obstinate toward the people around us.
什么叫倔强？
What is being stubborn?
就是我都没有错。
That is, I'm faultless.
如果我有错，是你害我错。
If I'm wrong, I made a mistake, it is because of you. It's your fault.
如果我有错，可能也是你看错。
And if I do something wrong, it is because you misunderstood me.
就算我有错，我也不会说我错。
And even though I made a mistake, I'm not going to admit that I did the mistake.
应该你要接受我的错。
You have to learn to accept my wrong.
就算我有错，我也不会改。
And even though I made a mistake, I'm not going to change.
你要配合我。
You have to agree with me.
我们身边有没有这些人？
Do we meet this kind of people?
如果你身边有这样的人，你一定会觉得他很讨厌。
And if you know this kind of people, you will try to stay away from them.
但是有时候我们自己都是这样子。
But yet we are actually like these people.
心中啊，有一种硬性在里面。
We are so hard-hearted.
所以我们对神有时候就是那么刚硬。
And this is what we are toward God, hard-hearted.
圣经啊，鼓励我们。
However, the Bible encourages us.
我们看希伯来书，新约的希伯来啊，3章的7节。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 7.
希伯来书，新约的希伯来书，3章的7节。
Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 7.
3章的第7节。
Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 7.
圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒。
Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of trial, in the wilderness.
以色列百姓为什么在出了埃及了都进不了迦南地了？
Why did the Israelites were not able to enter Canaan after they depart from Egypt?
我们不要以为出了埃及就一定能够进迦南。
We do not think that once they depart from Egypt, that automatically they will enter Canaan.
等如我们今天，你不要以为说我受了洗了，我就一定能够进天国。
Don't think that after we have been baptized, that we are home free, that we are able to get into heaven.
受洗是这个开始而已。
Baptism is only the beginning.
好像过红海。
It's like crossing the Red Sea.
没有错了，你罪洗去了，但是你还有旷野路要走啊。
Of course, your sins are all washed away, but there's still the wilderness in front of you.
你在世上还要活几十年呢？
You still have a few more years, decades to live in this world.
大部分以色列人都死在旷野。
Unfortunately, we see that the majority of the Israelites, they died in the wilderness.
其实死在埃及跟死在旷野，结果是一样，都是死，都进不了迦南地。
And it doesn't matter if they die in the Egypt or in the wilderness. They still can't get into Canaan.
那死在旷野就更可怜。And
it's really sad if they die in the wilderness.
明明可以得救，但是又不能得救。They
were actually a people that can be saved, but yet ultimately they were doomed.
那能怪谁？
Who is to blame? Who was to blame?
你能怪神吗? 神不救他吗?
Can you blame God that he did not reach out and save you?
圣经说的是他们自己的顽梗、顽固、硬心害死他们自己。
But yet in this verse it says that because of their hard-heartedness that caused their downfall.
讲又不听。
They refused to listen to God. And they refused to listen when God rebuked them.
罚要不听。
And they refused to listen when God punished them.
所以神的心也是蛮伤痛的。
And we can see how painful God's heart was.
再来人对神做了什么?
And the fourth thing, what did man do to God?
很骄傲,人很骄傲。
Men are so proud.
我们看回来何西亚书的第七章第十节。
Let's turn back to Hosea chapter 7 verse 10.
何西亚的第七章第十节。Hosea
chapter 7 verse 10.
七章的第十节。以色列的骄傲当面见证自己，虽遭遇这一切，他人不归回，归向神，主他们的神也不寻求他。
And the pride of Israel testifies to his face, but they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this.
人对神做了什么?
What did man do to God?
就是用一种很高傲的、很骄傲的态度来对神。
Men, we are so prideful, so boastful toward God.
为什么人不悔改?
Why did men refuse to repent?
其实这是用里面的骄傲来阻挡我们悔改。
It is because of the inner pride that exists in men that hinders men.
其实有时候很简单，就一句对不起，不好意思，我错了，就是这样嘛，就解决问题了。
Sometimes it's just a simple word like I'm sorry, forgive me, and then things will come back to normal.
但是就是讲不出来。
But yet our pride stops us from humbling ourselves to say sorry.
骄傲让我们看不到自己的错。
And it's because of our pride that stops us, that blinds us from seeing our own faults.
骄傲让我们一直来去指责别人。
It's our pride that kept on finding faults with others.
像两个人呢。 一对夫妻一个关系也是一样。For
example, this also applies to a relationship between a husband and wife.
骄傲的人很难相处。Because
it's hard to get along with a person who is proud.
也许他很聪明。Maybe
this person may be very smart.
他在外面成就很大。And
he's very successful in society.
但是回到家就是没有办法跟家人相处。But
yet when he stepped in his home, no one can get along with him.
大家看到他就很讨厌。
Everyone will just run away when they saw him.
一开口就是那种很骄傲的语气。
And whenever they open up their mouth, they're only words of pride and boastfulness.
神有时候也是这样子，看到我们的骄傲，他也真的没办法。
And this is like how God look at us.
还有呢，人常对神做了什么？
And what else did man do to God?
没有真心的悔改。
Men do not truly or sincerely repent.
我们看何西亚书七章的十四节。Let's
turn to Hosea chapter 7 verse 14.
七章的十四节。Hosea
chapter 7 verse 14.
他们并不诚心哀求我，乃在床上呼嚎。他们为求五谷新酒聚集，仍然悖逆我。They
did not cry out to me with their heart. When they wailed upon their beds, they assembled together for grain and new wine. They rebel against me.
这里说神为了要让他们悔改了，刑罚他们了。Because
God wanted them to repent, God punished them.
把他们的新酒啊、五谷啊都拿走了，没有丰收了。God
took away their crops, their grain and new wine.
好了，他们就开始求神了。And
then it was that time that they cry out to God.
神啊，我好苦哦。God,
please, Please help me.
神啊，你就赦免我们吧。I'm
in a bad shape. Please have mercy on us.
那赶快把新酒五谷还给我们。
Please return all our grains and new wine.
这有什么问题？
But what's the problem here?
他们有祷告吗？ 有。
Did they really truly pray?
但是他们有没有真心悔改？
Yes. But they did not truly repent.
他们不是真正为了自己的罪来悔改。
They did not truly repent for their sins.
他们为什么？他们为了五谷新酒啊！
They are only wanting the grain and the new wine.
他不是觉得自己真的错了。
They never consider themselves as having done wrong toward God.
神啊，你要我悔改吗？啊，悔改，赶快给我这些东西。
And they said, "Okay, God, you want me to repent, so I'm just going to repent, but please return us the grains and the new wine.
这个就是对神不真心啊。
This is how when one is not genuine before God.
有时候我们对神也是一样。
And this is how we are like toward God.
我们对神很表面。
We are very superficial.
圣经说要悔改，好，我再悔改一下。
Okay, so God, you like me to repent? I'm gonna repent.
结果呢，心中想的是我赶快，你赶快把这些东西还给我。
But on the other hand, that we want God to give us His blessings immediately.
或者是呢，你今天悔改了，得到祝福之后呢，下个礼拜又回去一样的行为。
Or maybe today you will repent, and then God started to bless you, but then following week you started to sin again.
如果这样的人不真心啊，你会要吗？
If we are being so ungenuine,
我看这个很伤对方的心啊。
This is very sad to the other party.
再讲一点，人对神做了什么？真的很坏，人真的很坏。
And the other wicked thing that man did toward God is
就是第六点，反反复复对神啊三心两意。
And that number six is that we can't make up our mind. We are tossing back and forth. We keep changing our mind.
我们看《何西阿书》第十章。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea, chapter 10.
何西阿书第十章的第二节。Hosea,
chapter 10, verse 2.
他们心怀恶意，现今又定为有罪。Their
heart is divided. Now they are held guilty.
这里说啊，他们三心两意，他们对神三心两意。Here
it tells us that their heart is divided.
什么叫三心两意？
What is divided means?
他们不是不拜耶和华，不是不拜真神。
It is not like they do not worship God, the true God.
他们是拜神，又同时又拜偶像。
They worship God on the other hand, but on the other hand, they also worship the idols.
第一节这里，第十章第一节这里就有讲。
And in chapter 10, verse 1, it says here,
这个土地越肥啊， 他们就造更多美丽的柱像来拜。
The more bountiful their land became, the more they embellished their sacred pillars.
我们知道啊，这些加拿大的土著啊， 他们有totem啊， 他们那个图腾， 其实他们那个图腾对他们来说都是一种神灵， 这很有灵在里面的。
You know that the native Indians, they carve the totem poles, and they use this to worship, so there's some spiritual things in it.
迦南人呢，他们以前也是做这些柱子来拜。
And in Canaan, many of them also built all these altars and idols to worship.
Pillars. 以色列人就学他们了。And
the Israelites then copy them.
哎，拜神，也拜耶和华，但是又拜柱子。
They will pray God, and then the next, they will also pray these sacred pillars.
这是对神不专一。We
can see that they are so not loyal toward God.
我们知道爱情里面，这个婚姻里面最重要就是专一。And
we know that in a marriage, loyalty is very important.
你不能跟你配偶说，我很爱你，但是同时我有两个女朋友在外面，我也爱她们。
You can't say that, oh, wife, I really love you, but outside of the home, you have two other girlfriends.
你不能心怀恶意啊。You
can't have a divided heart.
如果你对神心怀恶意，很伤神的心。Because
if we have a divided heart toward God, this will grieve God.
我们对神有没有心怀恶意呢？
Is our heart divided toward God?
我们看雅各书，新约的雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书第一章。
Chapter 1,
第五节,
verse 5.
雅各书第一章第五节,
James chapter 1, verse 5.
一章五节, 你们中间若有缺少智慧的, 应当求那厚赐与众人也不斥责人的神, 主必赐给他。第六节,
verse 6.
只要凭着信心求, 一点不疑惑, 因为那疑惑的人, 就像海中的波浪, 被风吹动翻腾。 第七节,
verse 7.
这样的人, 不要想从主那里得什么。第八节。Verse
8.
心怀恶意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。这里告诉我们，不要做心怀恶意的人。Here
it tells us that we must not become a double-minded person.
因为你对神如果不专一，你就不会从神那边得到奖赏。
Because if our heart is not focused or loyal toward God, then we don't expect to receive anything from God.
不要反反复复。
Do not be double-minded.
譬如说，你今天决定来守安息日了。
And today, if you decide to come to church to attend the Sabbath,
那你就早点起来啊。
And you're supposed to wake up earlier than usual.
换好衣服啊。
You should dress up quickly.
少睡一个钟头啊。
And maybe you should just get up 1 hour earlier.
今天你来拜神啊。
Because you're supposed to worship God today.
我不管你遇到什么困难，不然不管怎么遇到什么问题。
And it doesn't matter what problems is before you.
又不管别人怎么对我。
And it doesn't matter how others look at you.
哦，就是要来守安息日。
My aim, my goal is to come to church to worship him.
这种一心一意的人，神就会祝福他。
And a person with this kind of great determination, God will surely bless him or her.
什么叫三心两意？
What is double-minded?
哎呀，明天要不要去？明天起来再想吧。
And I'm not sure if I want to go to church tomorrow. Let me just decide tomorrow first thing in the morning.
先报名，但是我不一定会来。
I'll just register my name and then I'll decide later on if I should cancel it.
好了，起床了。
And then when you wake up,
要不要去?
And you still can't make a decision yet.
还没想好。
Because you haven't decided whether you really want to go.
哇，阴天呢，今天阴天呢， 没太阳呢。
It looks so cloudy and the sun is nowhere to be seen.
哎呀，还是算了。
You know what? I'm just going to sleep more.
但是不去，又好像很对不起神。
But yet, if you don't go, then you feel really guilty.
好，还是去。
Okay, so I'm just gonna go.
Anyway.
But yet, on your way to church, then you met up with a traffic jam and you said, okay, I'm not gonna go. And this is what being a double-minded person is. With God, we can't be double-minded.
再困难,再痛苦,再有阻挡,
no matter what the obstacles are, no matter how big the problem is, we have to persist in our faith toward God.
就好像你不能跟你配偶说，你长得漂亮，你就要给我保养一下啊。你跟你太太说，你漂亮，我就爱你啊。你老了，丑了，我就不要你。
And you can't just turn around and say to wife, okay, if you are ugly, then I'm not gonna remain married to you. Make sure that you keep your beauty.
不能这样子讲。That's
not right. That's not fair.
那刚刚呢，我们讲了六点，人对神的态度。
And the sixth point is that the attitude, our attitude toward God.
要背叛。
It's we are being rebellious.
又不听神的话,
we are disobedient.
又倔强,
and we are so stubborn.
又骄傲,
and we are so proud.
说对不起又不真心,
and our apology doesn't sound really sincere.
又反反复复, 三心两意,
and we can't make up our mind.
好了，我现在问大家一个问题。
Let me ask you this question.
如果你遇上这样的人, 你会去爱他吗?
Do you think you will love or like such a person?
刚刚那六大缺点。
And this person has 6 flaws.
你会爱他吗?
Do you think you will love this person?
我看我们遇到这种人哦, 赶紧丢垃圾桶啊。
I'm sure if you meet this kind of person, you will just run away very quickly.
这种人啊, 真的是没有什么好, 没有什么好不舍得的人。
And this kind of person is not desirable.
对不对? 我们遇到这样的人呢, 我们应该是不会去爱他。
And I'm sure you can live without them and you will not love them.
因为人是绝对做不到的。
To a person, it is so hard to love.
这六样大的缺点呢，合在一起啊。
It's so hard to for us to love such a problematic person.
那神当然也没有像要求何西亚这样对我们有每一个一样的要求。
Of course, God doesn't have such a high expectation of us.
比如说，神没有叫我们去跟淫妇结婚来表明什么。
Of course, God will not instruct us to marry a harlot. Or an immoral person.
或者婚姻里面，如果有一个人犯奸淫了，这个婚姻就无效了。
Or God will not ask you to marry somebody who committed adultery in their previous marriage.
圣经说，如果他要离开，就让他离开。
Because the Bible said that if they want to leave, then let them go.
但是神的反应呢？我们看何西亚书里面有一个很特别的反应。
But yet we see how God's response is in the book of Hosea.
神的爱超越人的爱。
God's love transcends human love.
超越人间夫妻的爱。
And God's love transcends the love between a husband and wife.
神的爱是只要人愿意回转，神都要接纳他。
As long as men are willing to repent, God will surely accept them.
这个已经有点超越人间的爱情了。
And we know that this love supersedes all the worldly love.
已经越来越像 父母对儿女的爱,
and it is likened to a love for the love of parents toward the children.
我们来看神的反应,
Let's see the response of God.
一开始呢，神是不理他的，很生气，哎，随便了，你们怎么就怎么样。
In the beginning, God said, "Okay, whatever."
4章17节。
Let's read
Hosea
chapter 4, verse 17.
4章的17节。
Hosea chapter 4 verse 17.
以法莲 亲近偶像, 任凭他吧。
Ephraim is joined to idols, let him alone.
Let him alone. 神说不理他了, 他想傲将, 让他去了。
Let him alone. He can do whatever he or she wants.
有时候讲这样的话呢, 心中还蛮痛苦的, 不是真的是很想他去, 而是他既然要这样子, 我也没办法了。
God was actually in great pain when he said these words, let him alone.
有时候我们要离开神了, 神不会阻止你。
Sometimes if we decide to depart from God, God will not stop us.
因为神造我们是有自由意志的一个人。
Because God created us as human beings to have free will.
你不想拜神, 神把你绑着, 把他拉过来, 你, 神也不喜欢这样。
Because if you don't want to worship God, God is not going to force you or to tie you up and make you worship Him.
记得哦, 如果你要离开神, 神不会阻止你。
Remember these words. If you want to leave God, God will not stop you.
他会 leave you alone.
He will just leave you alone.
你要走你就走啊。
If you want to go, go.
但是神很伤心。
But God will be in so much pain.
神也很生气。
And God will also be angry.
我这样对他, 他既然要离开我。
I have treated him so well, but yet he did this to me.
当然了, 后来神就想丢弃他们。
But yet we see that God was about to reject them.
我们看五章的第六节。
Let's read Hosea chapter 6.
五章的第六节。
Sorry. Hosea chapter 5 verse 6.
他们必牵着牛羊去寻求神, 却寻不见。 他已经离去离开他们了。
With their flocks and herds, they shall go to seek the Lord, but they will not find him. He has withdrawn himself from them.
因为神已经生气了, 你们这些假假的人要来找我, 我不理你了。
God at this time, he was mad and he ignored the people.
但是后来呢, 以色列百姓遇到太大的苦难。
But yet, when the people of Israel met with so much trouble,
很痛苦啊。
When the bottom dropped out from the Israelites,
国家败亡了。
The nations, their nations were being attacked.
圣殿被毁了,
and their temple was destroyed.
那时候他们真正的悔改,
and it was that time that they repented.
结果呢, 就回到我们一开始读的那一节。
And then we come back to the verse that we just read.
我们看回来何西阿书十一章的第八节。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea, chapter 11, verse 8.
十一章的第八节。
Hosea chapter 11 verse 8.
以法莲啊, 我怎么能舍弃你? 以色列啊, 我怎么能弃绝你呢?
How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel?
哇, 我怎么能使你如甲马, 怎么能使你如洗扁? 我回心转意, 这个关键是我回心转意, 我的怜爱大大的发动啊。
How can I make you like Atma? How can I set you like Zeboim? My heart churns within me. My sympathy is stirred.
神本来已经说我不理他们的了。Before
God said, I'm just going to ignore them.
这种人啊, 六大缺点, 丢了也不可惜。
And these are people that have six flaws and they still refuse to repent.
一点不值得我的爱。
They are not worthy of my love.
神已经说我不理他们的。
They are not deserving of my love. I'm just going to totally ignore them.
但是当百姓很可怜, 被国破家亡, 圣殿被毁, 真心的悔改的时候,
but yet God felt so sorry for them when they lost their temple and their nations were being attacked.
神看到他要觉得他很可怜。
And then it stirred God's heart and God had pity on them.
神又说, 我怎么可以不理他呢?
And then God said, how can I ignore them?
所以神又爱他们了。
And then God's love then returned again.
重新跟百姓立约了。
And he again re-established his covenant relationship with them.
重新跟人类订立这个新约了。
And God again established this covenant with the humankind.
所以我们今天为什么要学这个?
Therefore today, this is the reason why we are studying the book of Hosea.
我们看罗马, 最后我们来看罗马书。
Lastly, let's turn to the book of Romans.
新约的罗马书第五章,
New Testament, Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章的第六节,
Romans chapter 5, verse 6.
这是讲神的爱。
And this describes the great love of God.
五章的第六节,
Romans chapter 5, verse 6.
因我们还软弱的时候, 基督就按所定的日期为罪人死, 第七节。
Verse 7.
为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者要敢做的。第八节。
Verse 8.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候替我们死，神的爱在此向我们显明了。这里就告诉我们神的爱在哪里。
Here describe the wonderful and great love of God toward us.
今天的重点就是神不放弃我们。
Today's focus, today's theme is that God will not give up on us.
虽然我们很不配。
Even though we are so unworthy.
虽然我们很多缺点。
Even though we are so problematic.
所以我们早就应该被丢垃圾桶了。
And God should have thrown us in the garbage long time ago.
但是我们软弱的时候，还是罪人的时候，主耶稣就把我们捡回来。
But yet, when we are still full of sin and we are so weak, God picked us up from the garbage.
还用他自己的生命去换我们的生命。
And He exchanged His life for our life.
这就是神的爱。
And this is what God's love is all about.
何西阿书所讲的都是这个爱。
And this is the love that Hosea described to us.
那这个爱情故事还没有写完。
And of course, this love story is not finished yet.
因为每一个人跟神之间都是一个爱情的故事。
Because our relationship with God is like a love story.
神已经给你第二次机会。
God has given us a second chance.
你会怎么样回报这位爱我们的神？
How are we going to repay God's love?
我们来唱诗。
Let's all sing Him.
332首。
332.